أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور says that today by the grace of Allah جماعت احمدیہ اسپین is starting with this Friday sermon the جلسہ سالانہ of جماعت احمدیہ اسپین is starting with this sermon this جلسہ سالانہ today it is held in all such countries of the world where the احمدیہ جماعت has been established firmly and this carries a very unique distinction of the Jamaat and a symbol of that. And with great enthusiasm, in the various countries, they prepare for the holding of these jalsas and gatherings. Why this arrangement is made so? Is it for this reason that just like the fun fair of the world, every year people gather there and they should do some arrangement for their enjoyment and happiness? Certainly not, because these jalsas, these gatherings, for the last 120 years, the continuity of that, and they are being held continuously, and this point has been made clear to the majority of the members of the Jamaat that our gathering here for 3 days is at the call and in response to the wish of the Imam of the age that the followers of mine during these days they should assemble in one place and they should listen to the statements of Allah and His Messenger, and not only they should listen to it but they should make it a part of their life, and in them they should bring about those pious changes which give them the blessing of the nearness of Allah Almighty, and also because of that the Ahmadis, at the cost of their worldly jobs and engagements, they come to these gatherings because they have this the statement of the promised Messiah in front of them that this jalsa should not be considered as an ordinary gatherings of the world. This is something which is based on purely based on the help of Allah Almighty and the propagation of Islam. This jalsa salana it is not only for the showing of the desire and the keen interest of the promised Messiah for the holding of the jalsa, that people should gather in one place and listen to what Allah and His Messenger has to say to them. This jalsa this is not held that he simply had this desire that people should be able to recognize their creator, and they should become closer to Allah Almighty. Rather, he said that this jalsa is based on the divine assistance, and the help and succor of Allah Almighty is the base of this jalsa, and every wish of the Prophet is also based on the help of Allah. And this help actually makes a person bring the person closer to Allah Almighty and enables the person to gather the blessings of Allah. But the point which has been specially commanded and instructed by Allah Almighty, and to act upon that and to work hard for that more than normal way, that becomes a means of gathering all the blessings and the bounties of Allah. And a person is really becomes the person who is able to gather all these blessings. When the succor of Allah is with the people, so then a very simple and ordinary effort actually enables a person to inherit and to receive the blessings hundreds of times, rather unlimited number of times. And this support and this succor of Allah Almighty is with all the people individually and collectively. It is along with the Jamaat, with the community. So therefore, how fortunate are those from among us who purely who respond to the call of the Imam of the Age, and those who have participated in the Jalsa simply for this reason, that they want to bring about changes, pious changes in them, and also for the victory of Islam. They should become the part of that decree of Allah Almighty, the fulfillment of which Hazrat Allah Almighty has destined for the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And in these days, the spiritual atmosphere that they get and the spiritual provision and food that they receive here, which will be presented in these days, and the basis of which is also the base of that is on the knowledge presented by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this knowledge also carries the full support of Allah Almighty, benefiting fully from these things. You should become the people who improve their life and the hereafter. And may that this objective should always be kept in mind by all those who are going to participate in it, because this is the objective. Keeping that in view is really the means of getting all the blessings of this Jalsa. Otherwise, you are coming over here, listening to the speeches, and just temporary excitement and raising the slogans is meaningless. So you have to analyze yourself and do the istighfar and invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that by producing some pious changes in you, you should be able to take part in the propagation of the message of Islam and to gather the blessings from Allah Almighty. Otherwise, as I said, there are many some people, those who at the cost of their worldly engagements, they come over here. What is the benefit of their coming, that they left their jobs behind and they did not get the benefit on the religious basis? So during these days, they should put their time to the best utilization and try to fulfill the objective for which they have come. And the blessings of the Jalsa and the bounties, they should try to benefit from that as much as they can. If this point is kept in mind by each and every person, man, woman, young and old, everybody keeps them in mind and they understand it properly, then you will see that not only you will get the benefit of that, but how you will see that gradually, step by step, the pious, right-minded people, pious people, for their spiritual and religious survival, these people will be coming in the lap of Islam. The revolution which is going to be brought about by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that is not to be as a result of any sword or any political endeavor or effort. But that is to take place by bringing about pious changes in you and your prayers. And this is the revolution which is eternal revolution. And this is the revolution which is not going to be jeopardized by any plans, adverse plans. That if and the people may say that if they can find any opportunity to dispel Islam from this country, but rather the effort would be there that how we can impose the Islamic teaching upon self, and we have to improve this life and the life to come. So you people who are only in a few hundred number, those who are present here, and majority of them, they are from Pakistan. They should always keep this point in mind, that a huge, heavy responsibility comes upon your shoulders. That today, the example of each and every Ahmadi is to present the Ahmadiyyat, which is the true face of Islam. And this has to establish the pace of the progress of Islam in this age. If when we are going to show our practical example of Islam and we are full of prayers, the more quickly we will be able to see the progress of Ahmadiyyat and Islam. Allah Almighty has blessed us and enabled us to come over this country. Just imagine that time that somebody responded to the call of the Khalifa of the time, just one person came, when the situation was completely adverse and very difficult. And even the name of Islam was used to be pronounced in secret, and not to speak of making open speeches. Financially, the condition, there was no help given to that servant of Ahmadiyyat. He started selling perfume, and he looked after the expenses of his house and also the expenses of the mission. There was a zeal, there was a desire, as a result of which the first missionary of the Ahmadiyyat, respected Karmalai Sabzafar, he worked. And there is a time for everything. Eventually, Allah, according to the decree of Allah Almighty, that time came when then this time of restriction was no more there, that came to an end. And the members of the Jamaat were enabled to come over here and settle down here in this country. And also, situation improved regarding the coming of the missionaries here. They were enabled to, the Jamaat was enabled to build up a very beautiful mosque here. And the people who come over here, if they analyze, then their hearts will give the evidence, and they will agree to it, that despite the fact that the financially, as compared with other European countries, this country is slightly less developed, but those people who have settled in Spain, then the situation, financial situation of all those people has improved much. As compared with Pakistan, they have got more peace of mind, and although there are some people who are in those weaknesses which is very common in the West, I am not talking of that. Some parents are very much worried regarding their religious condition of their children. That is justified. I am not talking about that. I am talking about the general peace of mind. Because here as well, in this country, like the European countries, this trend is there. In majority of the countries, the freedom of religion is already there. But the beginning of this is there, of the opposition, some restriction on the minarets or on the hijab, the restrictions are being put. But generally speaking, there is a freedom in a general way. And no government law, the force of that is not hanging, the sword of that is not hanging on the their sword, on their head, that if you say azan, you will be arrested. If you pronounce the unity of God, then you will be sent behind bars. So this freedom and this peace of mind and this financial improvement, you should be grateful to Allah Almighty. and being grateful to Allah Almighty as soon as possible and as many as may be possible. You have to gather the blessings of Allah Almighty. These worldly progress, they should not take you to make you to forget the requirements of religion, and they should not take you away from religion. And never consider that because of some good point in us, some excellence in us, Allah Almighty has given us these blessings. Allah Almighty actually has told us that those people, the worldly people were thinking of offering and handing over the begging bowls in their hands, and majority of them, they were poor people, and also for those people who were less affluent, Allah Almighty is making these provisions and expressions from Himself. So therefore, this idea should always be there in your mind, that the Allah Almighty, who has got the power to bless us in such ways, he should, because of any action which is unpleasing to Allah Almighty, he may not be showing his displeasure to us. And the displeasure of Allah is something which nobody can ever withstand. So always analyze yourself, minutely scrutinize yourself, that these worldly amenities and facilities and the affluence and the benefits that we have been given here, these things should not take us away from religion and from our faith and from Allah Almighty. If these things are becoming the means of taking us away, then it's an alarming bell. It's a matter of great concern. It should be a matter of great concern. From the religious point of view, every step which we are taking for the worldly progress, that should actually take us to the progress in the faith. When this thinking will be there, and according to that we will be doing it, then each and every step that we take, that will bring about a pious revolution and a change in us. And also, it will bring about the means, it will become the means of bringing about the peace in our around us, in our society. And that in revolution I am talking, for which for the last 800 years, for this country particularly, we have been waiting for this country. In the last sermon, Friday sermon, with reference to one hadith I mentioned about one concern of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that I do not have this worry about you, that that because of your poverty and your lack of finance, you are going to suffer from that. I am not worried whether the affluence will be given to my followers or not, but these things are going to come your way anyway, at one time or the other. But because of this increased wealth, the concern that I have in my mind, that you should not be completely drowned in this wealth and affluence, and while enjoying these blessings and the bounties of the life, you should not, like the other people of the other people, you should not be destroyed. Now you see that the Arabs, the richness of oil has taken them away from religion, although they are the champions of religion, so to say. But the deeds, their actions, they are quite far away from the faith. And the result of this going away from religion is also upon those people, those who consider that all that we have to receive, all the religion that we have to get from the Arab people. That is the real faith, they say. In Nigeria, a Nigerian Muslim, he is not a Muslim, Ahmadi, he came back from after performing Hajj, and still he did not abandon drinking wine. And an Ahmadi told him that now you should have the fear of Allah, you have become Haji. now you should abandon, forsake this drinking. He said that, what type of Islam you are teaching me? I have, in Saudi Arabia, I have seen this alcoholic drinks in Saudi Arabia. And I have seen the Muslims over there drinking. And even in the atmosphere of Mecca, in the vicinity of Mecca, I have seen some people drinking over there. So, this worry of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he mentioned by way of prophecy, that this is the proof of that. That by acquiring wealth, my community, my followers should not be destroyed. This drinking, which is the mother of all the vices, this is the mother of all vices, which was when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the instruction of Allah Almighty, declared it unlawful, that in the streets of Medina it was flowing like water, because the companions, they immediately broke all the pitchers in which it was contained. But today, an African, he goes to be purified from all his sins to perform the pilgrimage. But and then he comes back with this license of continuing doing that sin. And what could be more destruction than this thing? And this wealth of these Muslims who are involved in these vices, this they are suffering from a very bad condition, very abominable condition. And Allah Almighty has mentioned it as Ismun Kabir, that it's a great sin. And this is something which incites a person upon sin again and again and stops the person from performing good deeds. And this drinking and gambling, and game of hazards and chance, and because this game of chance and game of hazard and drinking has been put together in the Holy Quran. Because these are the means of the destruction of the Muslims. Rather, it is the means of the destruction for anyone. Because these are the people who are taking away from the people away from religion. And they are taking the people away from Allah Almighty. And when a person goes away from Allah Almighty, then he simply invites the destruction upon himself. So in these countries where drinking is used just like water, where on every shop, in every restaurant, on every petrol station, service station, the drink is available and the machines of gambling is available there. And then these things are considered to be the sign of their progress. So the Ahmadis in this atmosphere, they have to be particularly careful in taking each and every step of their life, and they have not only to safeguard themselves, but they have to protect and safeguard their progeny, their children, particularly regarding their children, especially those who are grown up, who are adults, and they are becoming coming of age. They have to specially take care of them. And the bad aspect of these things, they have to be explained properly. And this practice of gambling through the sports, it comes into the people, and then it brings more and more destruction to these people. And the level of vice increases, and a person goes on increasing. And there are some people, maybe one off here and there in Ahmadis, but in non-Ahmadis, there are so many such people who are involved in these vices in such a way that even they now, they don't consider it to be something bad. They are completely transformed into the Western atmosphere, and even their homes, they have got their bars in their houses, and they serve and drink the wine, the alcoholic drinks. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed those people who manufacture the wine, the drink, and then serve the drink and make use of that drink. So it is a point of great concern and alarm. So when I say to the Ahmadis that you do not have to work in such places where the drinking, the job is involves the drinking of wine, because the reason is that this is something which is the means of destruction. We should not see that the restaurants of the non-Muslims, they are running on the basis that they are selling this alcoholic drinks there. Or there are some Muslims do not care about that. They are just running their restaurants and hotels in this way that they are also selling the alcoholic drinks. So such a wealth which is taking a person to destruction, that is for them. But we are, and we must have such a provision which is wholesome and pure, which bestows upon a person the nearness to Allah Almighty. And the eye of these people, the eyes of religion is blind for these people. And the affluence of the world has completely turned them into blind people. But the true Muslims, his objective and his motto is to give the preference to their religion over the world, and that should be the always the motto. And apart from Islam, every other religion is spiritually dead today. If they do anything of that nature, of this type, then according to their current teaching of religion, this is not a vice for them. Or even if it is something bad, but they don't care about that, what are going to be the consequences. And if their actions are not going to be the means of their salvation, then the standards of goodness and badness, sin and good deeds, they go on changing. Today it is Islam who presents the concept of a living God. It is Islam which till the eternity is the message of the eternal salvation and shows the path of success and salvation. It is the God of Allah. It is a God of Islam who at the time of the decline of Islam, for the revival of Islam, he had promised that his promised people would be coming, and he sends those people and appoints those people. It is the God of Islam today who has sent the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi to bring down the faith from Pleiades. And it is the God of Islam who has established the system of Khilafat in the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. And that spiritual system, which is a permanent system, which actually gives to the community of the believers, they are all linked in a chain, so that the beauty of each and every individual should be become evident, so that in order to give preference to religion over the world, effort is done at all times. So the faith of the Muslims is a living faith. And it is such a faith which is going to remain forever. And Allah Almighty has taken upon Himself the responsibility of that. This is that living religion, the victory of which has been given, the promise of that has been given, the promise of the victory has been given by Allah Almighty. If a person goes away from religion, then he is simply somebody who goes away from it, he spoils his life. Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, is bound to progress, bound to make progress, and no power can ever stop that. So therefore, we who call ourselves Ahmadis, we who are linked to the most obedient servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the promise that we have made at his hand, we promise to live our lives according to the teachings of Islam, their objective is not this world. Rather, their objective is religion, and that should be the objective. Otherwise, there is no meaning in this bath, in this initiation. And as I said, this faith, Islam, is bound to progress. Ahmadiyyat, inshallah ta'ala, has to see the days of its victory and dominance. Islam is a living religion. It is never going to die away. But as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that those people who will forget the teaching of this religion, they will destroy. He would be moving towards his destruction. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not mentioned that I am afraid about Islam or I am afraid about this final message of Allah, that because of your deeds it should not be disappearing from the surface of the earth. This is the promise of Allah, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had perfect belief in that one, that whatever situation may be there, but the final ultimate victory is of Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned the people, to the Muslims, the followers of his community, the members of his community, his followers, that you should not become, you should not, by looking at the affluence and the wealth, you should not put yourself into destruction. The companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fact that some of them were very rich, they always gave preference to the religion. Despite earning the wealth, the religion was the priority. They spent their wealth in the way of religion without any limit. With great destitute, the times of destitute, they were poverty they experienced. But when they passed away, they left behind millions of pounds. And the wealth was so much that that used to be distributed in millions of pounds among the inheritors. For the sake of religion, they spent their wealth without any concern, without any reservation. And for the sake of world, they did not have those financial assets and earning. But that was only for the sake of earning the blessings of Allah Almighty. And they did full justice to their service to the religion. So these examples we always have to remember and keep in front of us. And we have to, we should be mindful of showing the same type of example today. And only then we will be able to have this blessing of being joined with the previous earlier people. And we can continue getting the blessing of Allah Almighty. The Ahmadis living in Spain, they should remember that you live in such a country where at one time the Muslims, the government was there, Muslim government was there, and the majority of the people were Muslims, where after hundreds of years passing away, still there are grand buildings and palaces and mosques are there in which La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, the wording is written there. But this is the country where the Muslims, when they were lost in the world and they were completely unmindful of their responsibilities, on each and every step, these stories of sorrow are written here and there. And one should learn a lesson from that. There was a time when the European people used to get the help of the Muslim princes. And despite the fact that they had all the rancor and enmity in their hearts, but because of their worldly gains and at the cost of their own self-dignity, they used to go to the courts of the Muslim kings. And the Christian historians, they are compelled to make mention these things. And the Muslim rulers and the kings, they used to live in such pomp and show that their kings and their thrones and the other people, they were always very much impressed by that. But when all these things, turned into their mutual fight and differences, and this wealth which they had accumulated, simply made the objective, and the power and the enjoyment were made their objective, then the whole thing changed. And then the Muslims, they started taking refuge with the Christian rulers. And then this Muslim country of the Europe, then the people saw how disgracefully they were thrown out of this country. But it is the promise of Allah Almighty, the final victory is of Islam. And in order to accomplish this task, Hazrat Allah Almighty has sent the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the task which the followers of the promised Messiah, which is entrusted to them. And the same job is entrusted to them. This is the job of the revival of religion, which has to give us eternal life. If we are lost into this world, and by coming over to these countries, if our job is simply gaining, earning of the wealth, then this is against that pledge of initiation that we have made at the hand of the promised Messiah. Always remember that the promise that we have made, Allah Almighty is going to ask us about that. وَوْفُوا بِاللَّهْدِ إِنَّ اللَّهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Almighty says that you fulfill your covenants, because about each covenant and promise you are going to be accountable and you will be asked about that. Allah's mercy is no doubt limitless, and He can have show His mercy and forgive anyone He likes. But this point should always be remembered by all, that you cannot deceive Allah Almighty at all. If He likes, if He wishes, then He will ask you about each and every promise that you have made. Why have you not fulfilled that? So if we analyze ourselves, then a person should become terrified, extremely worried, that the Ahd-e-Bait, the promise of initiation that we have made at the hand of the promised Messiah, are we those people who are really fulfilling it? If you look at the conditions of the initiation, then this gist of that is that we have to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Almighty, and the rights which we owe towards fellow beings, we have to do that. And always these things should be kept in mind. And similarly, to invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and towards his most obedient servant and follower, we have to keep the attachment with him, and we have to take care of that. And the religion should always be given the preference over the world. So this is the promise of a Bait, and there are 10 conditions that has to be kept by each and every Ahmadi. Only then we can make sure about our spiritual life, and only then we can, in this task of revival of religion, we can become the helpers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes people, they become too much busy in their own worldly things and their preferences, and their on a constant basis, on a regular basis, they do not pay attention to the religion as it should be. This is in human nature as well. So time and again, one has to analyze, and one has to bring this promise to one's mind again and again. The Ahmadis living in Spain, on each and every step, they see those signs which remind them and enable them to peep into the history, back into the history of Islam. So then they should also analyze their own self as well. On every big road, the names of the towns, and in every town, that actually point their finger to these things, that these things at one time they used to be the citadel of the glory of Islam. But the love of wealth and the internal politics and the enjoyment of life and the worldly pursuits, all these things, they made it a part of the history. And all these things were completely gone from their hand. And a Muslim country, it went out of the hands of the Muslims. Now this glory which has been lost, now Jamaat Ahmadiyya has to re-establish it. And there is a need that we should become true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to become the true picture of the teachings of Islam, the love and affection, and the fraternity and the brotherhood was there that we have to establish, and also which is nothing but paying our due right, discharging our responsibilities towards Allah and fellow beings. And that can be done only at a point when we understand the purpose of our creation. Every Ahmadi, man, women, young and old, they have to realize the objective of their creation, which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That is to say that I have the jinn and the ins, the big and small, I have created them only for my worship. And when in order for the objective of this, for the achievement of this objective, when your standards of worship will rise, then pious changes will automatically come there. And you will be taking care of your spiritual life. And also you will be taking care of the lives, spiritual life of other people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says regarding this matter, that as the human beings by nature, the man has been created for Allah. As Allah Almighty says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Therefore, Allah Almighty has put this point in his nature, some inclination towards Allah. And there are some hidden, very minute means are there for which indicate that he has been created for Allah. That shows that the real purpose of your creation, that you should really worship Allah Almighty. But those people who this real and the true purpose of their life they forget, and they live their life in like animals, they go away and they are thrown away from the blessings of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has got no responsibility regarding these people. That life which is full of responsibility, that is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ, that they should believe in this thing and they should completely change the style of their life. And what is that life? That means that they should firmly believe on وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ, and completely change the style of their life. And understanding this point, that what is the purpose of my life in worship, the slackness, they should abandon those slackness in worship, and they should try to achieve high standards of worship. No one knows, no one can depend, knowledge of death. So the purpose for which Allah Almighty has created you is that you should worship Allah Almighty, you should become of Allah, and you should live for Allah. Therefore, I mention this point again and again, that in my opinion, this is one thing for which the human beings have been sent. And this is the purpose which people have forgotten, unfortunately. I don't mean to say that you abandon your worldly jobs. You should go away from your wife and children and go into a mountain or in desert. This state of celibacy is not the objective of Islam. Islam wants to make a man very active and taking part in the life. So therefore I say that you do your jobs very effectively, very dedicatedly, with effort. And it is mentioned in Hadith that if a person is having some land and he does not take care of that, he will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. So if you are not paying attention to your work, then you will be questioned about that. So if somebody understands from it that one should abandon his worldly pursuits and jobs, he should leave it alone, that he is wrong. the fact of the matter is that all the jobs that you do, you always see that whether you are doing it for the sake of Allah Almighty or not. Is the pleasure of Allah Almighty can be there that you should be doing something which is not permissible according to Sharia? The pork or the drinks, you know, these things cannot be of that nature. So this fundamental point, it is very important to understand this point, particularly the Ahmadis living in Spain. He further says that you always see that the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be your objective, and you should not go outside the domain of that, and you should not give any preference to your personal desires and your egos. Always the objective of Allah should be preference. And in order to train yourself like that, we have assembled here. So during these days, particularly you take care of your worships, you pay attention to this, and also to the prayers, and those advices and the scholarly speeches which are delivered, you should not only benefit them for that moment only, rather renewing your pledge of bath, you have to bring about a change in your condition and your situations, and bring about those pious changes which become a permanent part of your life, a regular part of your life. And when you go back, then when you go back to your homes, then you should be mindful of that we have come back with a pious change in us. And you also pray that the conditions of these countries, as I mentioned, we should not be forced to migrate to somewhere else. Even if there is a need of any migration, then it should be to our own country, where with freedom and total ease we are able to act upon our religion and also propagate it. In this jalsa, and those who are participating in it, they should always keep their position in their mind. As I said, they should be mindful of the prayers. There is a group from Morocco who is also here. They should also remember that they have a duty regarding their fellow countrymen, and that is that they should be showing such a good example to these people, which should become the means of their attraction to Islam. May Allah enable all of us to do so. At this time, Huzur says, in Pakistan, incident of injustice that has taken place, I will like to mention that. It's a very sad news. It's very cruel. Incident has taken place. I have received the information last night. I received that yesterday, on Friday, Thursday, at 10 o'clock Pakistan time, in Faisalabad, three Ahmadis, Sheikh Ashraf Parvez, Masood Javed, who is son of Sheikh Bashir Ahmad Sahib, late Sheikh Mushir Ahmad Sahib, and Asim Masood Sahib, who was son of Sheikh Masood Sahib, and their shop was Murad Cloth House and Murad Jewelers. After closing their shop, when they were going back to their homes at one point near a hospital, when they reached there, there were some people, four or five people there. They opened a fire upon their car, and they were seriously injured, and by the time they reached hospital, they had been martyred. They have been killed in Allah wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Ashraf Sahib was 60 years, and Masood Javed was 57. Sheikh Masood Javed, his son was Asif was 24. He was also married with a daughter, 1 year old. Ashraf Parvez Sahib, apart from the wife, there is one daughter who is married, and the second daughter is also married, and she with a son, and there is a son 27 years old. He is also married, and there is another son of 22. He is not married yet. Sheikh Masood Javed Sahib, in his family members he has left behind. There are two daughters married, and a son. He is also married. One is married, and the other one, who is older, he is also married. Sheikh Bashir Ahmad Sahib, and these were the two sons of him. They were very pious and devoted Ahmadis, and their mother, Zainab Bibi Sahiba, she was the wife of Sheikh Murad Bakhsh Sahib. They had a link with Qadian, with Hazrat Muslim Aud Razila Tala Anho, and at his advice, she used to bring clothes for the family members of the Promised Messiah, so that they need not go to the shops. And in the family, Zainab Bibi Sahib was the first to do the bath, and Murad Bakhsh Sahib, her husband, he initiated later on. And after the partition, in Rail Bazaar in Faisalabad, they opened this shop. And in 74, they suffered quite a lot. The shop was put on fire. Then the Allah Almighty blessed them. And along with the cloth shop, they also opened the jewelry shop. They were very devoted, and they were continuing the good example of his parents, and very closely attached to the Jamaat. I don't know what time the janaza is taking place in Pakistan, but today, after the Juma and Asr prayer, I will lead the janaza prayer in absentia here. In Faisalabad, particularly recently, the Ahmadis are being targeted. Either they are kidnapped, and then the lot of sum is claimed, and Allah Almighty have mercy upon those people. And there are people who are dying in Pakistan without any purpose, and these people unfortunately do not know that why this all injustice and oppression is being done. And why these? What is the cause of these deaths which are taking place there? The people do not think. This actually is the result of that injustice which is being meted out to the Ahmadis. The Ahmadis, when they die, when they are martyred, they die for a purpose. They are martyred for a purpose. And every shahadat, every martyrdom increases the status of the family, but not in the case of other people. These martyrs, they are getting the eternal life. People consider that we have caused them to die, but actually they have attained a lofty position in the sight of Allah. They are the people who have got the eternal life. So these martyrdoms of this family are not going to go in vain, and every shahadat, every martyrdom will bear fruits. And I say to the Ahmadis in Pakistan, particularly those who are in sensitive areas, that those who are prominent Ahmadis, they should take care of the timings of their travel going here and there. Allah Almighty raise the status of these martyrs and have His great blessing and mercy upon these people, and treat them with great mercy, and also give them the comfort and solace to the members of the bereaved family. And Allah Almighty may be their protector and have mercy upon them, and keep all the Ahmadis in Pakistan in His care and mercy. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.